Welcome to the second episode of Drinks First. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. And if you're not, welcome back. I also realized last episode I did not introduce myself. So, hey, I'm Ariana. I am 22 years old, born and raised in New York City. Took a brief stint living 4 years in Pittsburgh to, you know, study some shit. And then am back in New York better than ever. So, super excited to be here navigating post-college life. I am super excited to be starting this podcast. If you haven't already, check out our first episode. But today, we have our very first male guest, and I'm super excited to talk to him, and I hope you guys enjoy our conversation. I'm just gonna let him talk. He's a good friend of mine. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey guys, I'm 22 years old, born and raised in New York City. I grew up on 72nd Street in First Ave. went to school at Trinity for elementary school, and then I transferred over to Hunter for high school. Then I went to Cornell for college. I don't really know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, you can even... We don't have to give so much
I want everyone to know who I am.
Yeah, we're gonna keep this anonymous, but here's my whole life story and my resume. Okay, maybe I should get paperwork.
Have us sign some stuff.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'm not gonna see
you. Oh yeah, I was like, right now I don't think any of my friends are gonna come after me. So
I'm accepting that I'm willfully giving up all
your
information.
You're relinquishing all of your rights to me
right
now.
Here.
This is it.
This is
a verbal signature. Yeah. Okay, so what did you study at Cornell? What are you doing in New York now?
I studied information science with a minor in applied economics, but throughout school I realized I started to have a passion for music, so I wanted to figure out if I could take what I learned in school and apply it to the music industry in some capacity. Last summer I interned at Atlantic Records and at Sirius XM. In a couple different departments, just kind of learn more about the music industry, and now I'm working at Sony in a technology rotational program. It's only been there for a little over a month, so it's still pretty early on. I haven't really done too much yet, but mm-hmm. I'm excited to see where it takes me.
And you've always, like, been, I feel like, interested in, like, intertwined with music, even in college, right?
To some extent, yeah. So at university, I helped plan all the concerts.
Yeah.
Through a couple organizations, and like my biggest one was senior year. I was in charge of putting on Slope Day, which is Cornell's biggest concert of the year, and it was such an incredible experience. Got to work with some really cool artists. Steve Aoki, Cousin Stiz, and Ezzy was the lineup that year.
That's pretty cool.
And it was incredible. All of them were great.
You got to meet them, right?
Yeah, I got to work with them. I actually worked with them personally. Mostly dealing with their managers, but they were super nice. All of them put on a great show, and it actually just like was, in my opinion, the best Slope Day that I'd been to. And from the responses we got,
you're like
from,
subtle flex. I put on
the
best Slope Day.
I don't have a lot I can brag about, and I was very, very happy with how that turned out.
That's not true, but yeah.
I don't usually toot my own horn. This is probably the only thing that I point to is like, wow, like I just, it just ended up working out really well.
That's awesome.
It was a combination of the weather was perfect. All the people I worked with were just like very on top of their stuff. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to like worry about them not doing their jobs. And I could just kind of sit back and enjoy watching it all happen in real time, which is really cool. We had a lot of issues this year with convocation speakers.
Who did you have?
It ended up working out because we got Bill Nye. But that was
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but it was just
did
like,
he
went to Cornell. So it was like a last minute, like, they were scrambling to find someone because there were contract issues. We were supposed to have Hasan Minhaj.
Oh, and like that would have been so cool.
They were about to announce, and they, like, didn't announce it.
You know, I saw Hasan Minhaj at, have you ever been to Comedy Cellar?
I don't think I actually have.
Really?
Yeah, I really want to go. I've never been before.
It is so much fun. They have
to all my lady listeners out there, maybe a good first date.
Great first date. That's... Or maybe, like, a good, I would say a good, like, third date.
Okay, good to know.
Because I was actually going to ask you, like, any good date spots in the city? Like, do you have any go-tos? Or, like, what would you do
I've never been on like first dates in the city. Usually, like when I've been home for the summer, I've been in relationships. So like my freshman summer, I was in a relationship, and like some of the dates we went on were like we went to Shakespeare in the Park. We went to see John Oliver.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was like because you can just enter to win tickets to like see his screenings, and like it was sick. Like we just got to go see a live service, which is cool. And yeah, just like generally just like hanging out outside. A lot of just fun free activities in the summer.
Yeah,
that's true. Sophomore year, just everything like you take advantage of restaurant week, go to Smorgasburg, just like stuff like that. But no, I've never really actually like done the dating thing at Cornell. In New York, I did it at Cornell.
What was it like? Like in Ithaca?
It's different. It's like a lot of just like there's a date night happening. So you like it's like if you're like in Greek life, you just like invite them to your date night or formal or something, and like it made it easier because like it was low stress.
I mean, dating in college versus like dating in real life is so different. In college, one, everything's like on hyperdrive, but then when you get into the real world and you're single, like it takes so much longer to start dating someone. And I think the rules are completely different.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also just like it's a completely different landscape. Like you also just inherently like trust people more when you're at the same university. Like, you just feel like, okay, we're part of the same community. Like you probably have a bunch of mutual friends to some extent. Like it's very different just trying to meet someone that you have no real connection with.
Yeah.
And like chances are you can make some sort of connection through some crazy
something. That's just how New York is.
But it's still like a completely different ballgame. So I've been meaning to get back on those dating apps.
Because you've always been in relationships. You haven't like really
At least when I've been in New York.
Yeah.
I haven't really been actively trying to meet people.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing
this
now.
Is the first step,
I guess.
It's
first step. Because, usually I'll just go out with some friends to, like, random bars. And, like, if we start a conversation with someone, we'll talk. But, like, it's not something where, like, I'm actively pursuing that for the night. It's more about hanging out with my friends than going out.
No, and I definitely think, like, somebody made this good point to me recently. It's, like, when you go out now, you're not going out to meet people. You're going out because you're just hanging out with your friends. And that, I think, is true for both boys and girls. It's, like, our prerogative here isn't to, like, go home with someone. And if it is, like, if you do want to do that, then you get on an app.
Yeah, which is, I think, a little bit sad.
I know.
Because, it gets to the point where, like, you go to a bar and you're still only talking with people you came with, which is fine because I went out to hang out with them.
Yeah.
But you also, like, do want to meet people.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels weird to, like, go up to someone because they think, like, I've been in situations where, like, we'll go up to a group of girls and try to talk to them and they will just, like, be, like, taken aback that we're even like trying to have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Like, this should be like a normal thing that we can't, it's not normalized anymore.
Yeah, people don't expect that to happen. And so when it does, and I can even say it for myself, like if I'm out and somebody tries and approaches me, I'm like, no.
If someone hits you up on a random dating app,
it's
like way more normal. And like it just kind of
if
weird
someone
that, like,
slides
that,
in your DMs, it's more normal than like going up to someone in the bar.
Yeah.
Have you ever slid in someone's DMs?
In what way? Like, what do you, like, on a dating app?
No,
Instagram? No, I don't think I'm trying to think. So, I did once, I guess, so what happened was, this year at school, a couple people made these, like, dating survey things. I think I just, like, followed all those people on Instagram, and I slid into one of their DMs. I think I slid into two of their DMs, and one of them didn't respond.
Oh.
One of them did respond, and I actually, like, we hung out for a while. We had a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Oh, cool.
So that actually was a success.
That's awesome.
That was the only time I've ever actually done that.
And it
worked.
50% success rate.
Yeah, it worked.
So maybe that's the way to do it.
I don't know. Don't really want to be that guy.
I don't think anyone wants to be.
I don't think it's a great thing. I think it worked because in the context of what that was,
it wasn't
we
weird.
Both like knew that we had matched with each other. So like it was a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah. So if you're gonna get back onto dating apps or like start getting on dating apps, like where would you start?
In terms of what apps?
Yeah, like what apps and like I don't know.
So I have been on Bumble and Tinder. I've only ever met up with one girl from one of those dating apps, which was on Tinder. And that also was a success.
Oh.
We ended up hooking up for a little bit, and like we had it was a great time.
I mean, it just sounds like it's just working out for you.
But like, I just don't use them very often.
It's like, but when you do, it works.
I guess so. I just. I just need to start using them.
It's
more.
Just about putting in the initial effort.
Start doing it. But yeah, I think it would be Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's a huge proponent of Hinge.
Yeah.
I personally don't love Hinge because for some reason I only get people of my ethnicity.
Really? And
I know that I can like filter that out, but there's a really weird moral decision that comes with doing that.
That's a.
But yeah, Hinge doesn't work great for me. But I know people who swear by it. So, you know, what about like do's and don'ts of like dating apps? If you see some girl's profile, like what's interesting and what's not?
I feel like a lot of people's. I've noticed this in a lot of people's bios, like, I only swiped right on you for your dog. It's like, why are you on this app? Like, why is that in your bio? Why are you on this app? It's like, are you really only looking for, like, cute pictures of dogs?
Yeah.
Like, what? And I've seen that, like, a lot of times.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, a lot of people just generally are on there and they, like, say they're not looking for hookups. Like, not even looking. Like, it's just, like... It seems like the reason for them to be on the app like doesn't really make any sense.
Being on like the guy side of a dating app is so different.
It's like a lot of bullshit. Like
yeah,
and like people have their different like mentality. Like some of my friends will just like swipe right on everyone just to like and
yeah,
then, like from there figure it out just to like because they don't even want to bother looking through all their shit because like it's kind of annoying.
There's 5 times the amount of guys. No, maybe 3 times the amount of guys on dating apps.
Oh really?
Yeah, to girls. Like it's not at all 50-50. So the experiences are way different. And if I swipe on someone, the probability that I match with them is like
way higher.
Pretty high. So I don't know. I kind of that this is where this podcast is kind of like built out of a frustration of like just being tired of dating apps. And I feel like you haven't really been on them. But
I haven't been on them enough. I was definitely like frustrated to the point like I just didn't like them.
Yeah,
they're just like I didn't like the interface that much. I didn't like the way it was set up.
Yeah.
And like obviously a big part of that is just like it has to be superficial just because like there's no real way to get around that on a platform where you're like looking at people's faces.
Yeah.
And like there's only so much you can get out of like reading a description about someone. Like I know Hinge is supposed to be like better, like it gives you more information, but like there's really only so far that can take you.
And also like just half of people's descriptions are like, this is my Instagram, and like, this is where I'm from. It's like, New York City, Instagram, like, I love, like, coffee. I don't know, like, some
bullshit
like that.
Those are also always really funny. Just like, coffee is my life, or like, just like, random. It's like, very, like, aggressive descriptions about, like, describing them in, like, 2 words.
Yeah.
I'm not like better. I have no idea what to put in my description. Like I don't even think I have a description on like something.
Okay, well that's terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like people with no description, that's sketchy. They're sus. Like you gotta have a description.
So then, what should I put in my description?
I'm honestly trying to think of like things that were funny that I've seen with guys. A lot of them are the same. Like you know, somebody Googled like, "What's a
good bio?"
Bios,
like. Yeah.
I'm, like, gonna open dating app and see if I can find... This guy's bio is I'm baby.
What?
They say smoking kills, but it does cure salmon. I guess
what?
That's...
Oh, okay. That's funny. I actually like that. It took me a little bit to get that. I mean, then that's just, like, a joke. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Which is, like...
So is that fine? Like, I feel like...
Yeah, I think if you have a joke, honestly, like, that's funny. I don't know.
Okay. Because I would think that, like, if I'm going to put a bio, I should at least put something...
About
myself.
I'm a 6'5" French guy who loves jazz and people.
But see, that's the thing. Like, do you think that's genuine? Because, like, if that's genuine, it's, like, a nice thing. But I just think he's a nice guy that, like...
Yeah.
He's, like, literally telling you about himself.
He's literally
telling you, like, the basics about who he is. And that's, like... What I thought would be, like, a normal thing to put in my bio, but I've heard girls be like, no, that's weird. I was like, okay, like, then I don't know what the fuck to put in here, then. If you're a good-looking enough guy, it doesn't matter what you put in your bio.
Yeah, I think it's maybe like...
So it doesn't matter what I put in my body.
That's not true. It does matter because it could... It maybe doesn't help you per se. It can help you, I think, in about 15% of cases. It can hurt you in about like 50% of cases. I would definitely say going with a joke is the way to go.
From a guy's perspective, if you're trying to start a conversation with someone, you look to their bio to see what you can say.
Yeah.
So like having something, anything to work off of.
Like literally anything.
Anything. You can just like use that.
Yeah.
That's why I always found that like from my side, I never thought my bio was as important because like I'm the one starting the conversation.
Unless it's Bumble.
Unless it's Bumble. But like I haven't really, I've had a Bumble. I've never really used Bumble.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this from a girl's perspective. Like I don't know any girls who are still on Tinder.
Really? So
yeah. It's like, it's mostly Hinge and then Bumble.
Okay.
I know some people on the league. I'm on the league. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, I've always thought it was kind of stupid.
It's really stupid. It's just like, everybody who's on the league is on another dating app, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. And they're not good looking. You get three people and you're like, none of these guys are good looking. Why am I here? What are you looking for now?
I'm not like actively looking for a relationship by any means, but I'm not like... avoiding it either.
Yeah.
Something where like if I'm very open to like going on dates with people, and if like something clicks, then it clicks, and I'd be happy to continue it. But it's not something where like the first person I go on a date with, like I'm trying to make that one like,
yeah.
relationship. Like that's not the place.
But you're
like,
open to
life.
It.
Well, yeah,
it
I'm
happens.
Open to it. I'm not definitely not against the idea of being in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
Like I've had two serious relationships in my life. I'm very happy about looking back on them.
How long was like your longest relationship?
I mean, it's kind of hard because we were, I guess, technically open for part of it.
Mm-hmm. How do you make, like, an open relationship work? Or was it...
It didn't work. That's why it was bad. Like,
yeah.
It works. It works to the extent that, like... It just, like, we were just talking all the time. And, like,
yeah.
We were, like, as if we were dating.
Yeah.
And, like, neither of us really ready to move on from the relationship. I was the one that, like... wanted to be single in
mm-hmm.
my freshman year of college.
Yeah.
I was looking back on it, like, yes, like, I understand why people want to do that, but I don't think I care. I don't think
in
I
that
actually,
time,
I don't think
yeah.
I actually cared as much as I thought I would care.
Yeah.
Or, like, people had told me that I would care.
Yeah.
Like, there's just such a stigma around, like, you shouldn't go into a relationship with your high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, don't think that applied to me.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's not true for everyone.
Yeah. But I let myself think that it would. But... It was fine. Like, we got back together, dated again.
You gotta, like, let the relationship
yeah.
run its course.
Yeah.
It's like, once you cut it off too soon, then there's always gonna be these unresolved feelings and that what if.
Exactly.
That was the same exact thing that happened with me and my ex. If you're at the point where you're literally, like, talking to someone every day, you still really care about them, then there's no reason not to just give it a shot.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work, then at least you know it's not
exactly.
working.
Exactly.
But...
And I think it took me, honestly, like, through to, like, the ends of both my relationships, through to, like, senior year to realize that, like, that was the case.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I was really mature enough to understand that at the time.
But I want to hear, like, a little more about just, like, what it's like pursuing girls, like, from a guy's perspective and, like, what it's like for you and your friends.
There are definitely, like, schemes people pull to, like, I don't know, like, get a girl.
Are guys genuine? Like, are where is, like, how much faith can we put into men?
I think it really is a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
I think it gets to the point where, like, there are times where guys will just, like, they, for the most part, at least my friends, are genuine.
Yeah.
But you never, like, that's the thing, you can never, like, really fully trust anything through just texting someone, like,
yeah.
through a phone conversation. I think it's always important to just, like, meet the person face-to-face. It's, like,
yeah.
much harder to be, like, not genuine in real life.
That's so true.
So, it's kind of up to you. Like, yeah, I mean, you never really know what a guy's gonna do. I think the same can be applied on the girl side as well. Like,
that's
it's
true.
Possible. Like, it definitely happens a lot less, but I think people can be not genuine on both sides, and it just comes down to, like, you trusting your own senses and your own instincts.
Yeah.
And, like, meet the person, try to do it in a situation where you feel comfortable, like, during the day at a coffee shop or, like, at drinks, like, early in the evening.
Yeah.
Like, not, like, don't put yourself in a position where you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, 100%.
But then, yeah, just, like, trust your instincts, give it, within, like, the first 15 minutes of a conversation, you can kind of tell.
That's true.
Like, really, within the first minute of a conversation, you can tell what the deal is going to be. Like, yeah. Most people make their snap judgments from the first 5 seconds, so.
Have you ever really felt, like, in an awkward situation with a girl that you, like, needed to get out of, or not really?
I mean, I've been on, like drinks dates or whatever where, like, I wasn't, like, having a good time.
Really?
Yeah. But, like, not something where, like, I've been on, like, date nights or, like, I've gone to people's events.
Yeah.
Where, like, I was fine being there, but, like, no, I didn't, like, I knew kind of within the first 10, 15 minutes
that I wasn't really
going to
be
there. Yeah, I wasn't going to, I wasn't necessarily going to enjoy spending that much time with this girl specifically.
Yeah.
But, like, I still, like, you
spend... What things kind of make that decision for you? I know it's different for all people.
It's definitely different. I think it's kind of hard to explain. It's kind of just, like, you feel that click or you don't right away.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, conversations are harder to have. Like, you're kind of forcing it along. You kind of feel like you're just, like, not really on the same page in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've been in situations where, like, I just feel like I'm constantly forcing the conversation. Like, they're just, like, not really giving anything back.
Yeah.
And just fine. And if... it's their date night, their event. I'm obviously going to stick through the whole thing because, like, I'm not going to leave.
No, I have friends who have left guys without even telling them during their date nights.
That's happened on both sides. My guy friends have done it. My girlfriends have done it. I think it's a shitty thing to do. Like, if they invite you to something,
sucks,
you should just... Like, yeah, you don't have to hook up with... Like, I've been in situations where I've, like, been on a, like, a dated event with someone and they have, like, aggressively tried to hook up with me and, like, I've had to, like...
be like
dodge and then like leave the situation.
Yeah,
but like for the most part that's not the case. Like that's pretty rare.
Mm-hmm. You're so right, the first date has to be something that's like so low effort.
Yeah, exactly.
Low stakes.
I wouldn't even say like do a like a an entire dinner might be a lot for a first
date.
Yeah,
no, I would be like kind of I know that it's normal for people. I feel like the best thing to do is to get drinks, and then if
it's
you're
casual,
like let's get food, then maybe turn it to dinner. I know people who will like go on dates and then say that they have something to do afterwards, so they have like
a hard time with
it. And then if they like the person, then they like
cancel the plans,
and then it makes the other person feel special.
That like makes complete sense. Like I completely get that.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has their own tactics, I guess. I feel like, I don't think I've ever been in, like, really an awkward situation like that where I'm like, I need to leave. But I have been on dates that I'm like, okay, I don't really see this going anywhere.
Yeah. And, like, that's fine. That's, like, a pretty standard part of dating. Like, that's not a bad thing. I think that's, like, part of the process.
So, okay, who pays on the first date?
I would always try to pay.
Yeah.
Personally. How I was raised, like, what I think is the right thing to do. I'm not going to fight it if, like, I'm on a date and the girl really wants to pay. I'm not going to, like, aggressively, like, snatch the check and be like, no, you can't do that. Like, that's kind of ridiculous.
So, do you think that the girl should offer?
No, I don't think that matters.
Okay.
I think most girls have tended to offer.
Yeah.
But they've offered, and then I've said, like, no, I really have this, and they're like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's, like, usually how it goes.
Yeah.
I've been in situations where the girl really wants to pay, and then, like, I'm not going to, like, I'm like, okay, fine.
And then she pays for all of it?
No, we split it.
Okay.
I have never been in a situation on, like, a first date or, like, any, like, not when I'm dating. Like, if I'm dating this person, then, like, it's very different.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they'll get it, sometimes I'll get it, that's fine. But, like, on a date with, like, a person that's, like, not that... I will, like, be, like, other than, like, if I've gone to events at, like, someone else's, like, dated event, and, like, they'll insist on paying for the drinks because it was their event, they invited me to it, and then I'll be like, okay, that's fair, like, you invited me to this, I'll let you do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, like, fight you on this. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think I will always offer to pay and try to pay.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's, like, a hard and fast, like, rule that, like...
Yeah. And after the first date, like, if you're on your second or third date...
Again, I'm going to continue...
You're going to continue to pay?
Yeah, I'm going to continue to pay.
Interesting.
Personally. But I don't think that's also, like, necessarily a standard thing. Like, I don't think you have to. It also depends on what you're doing. Like, if it's, like... Like, I really like going to concerts. If I were to go to a concert with a girl, I would be happy to pay, but I wouldn't necessarily, like... Like, I'd be fine. Like, it'd be I would also expect it, like, to maybe, like, she'd pay for her ticket. And, like, maybe I could get drinks there or something like
I just have friends who are, like, so run through with, like, dating and dating apps and, like, have all these situations, especially even in New York, because it's such a different ballgame. You're meeting people you don't know. You're meeting people who might be way older than you. You are, like, I don't know. Also, in New York, everybody's busy all the time. So, like, when do things actually become, like, more serious? Because you might go on 4 dates with someone in the span of, like, 2 months.
Yeah, it's true. It's not easy to, you have to, like, really make time. So, I don't know, we'll see. I am, I guess, still pretty fresh to all this. And I'm hopeful still that some of this.
I mean, I think there's no reason not to be hopeful. Like, it seems like you have had a decent rate of success with whatever you attempted.
Yeah. So I think it really just comes down
sure
to,
you'll be.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, he's a catch. If you're interested, you know, might as well slide in the DMs quickly, because.
Don't know how long
he's going to be on this market. After you go on a date with someone, how long do you wait to text them, or do you want them to text you, or like.
So it depends. I've usually texted them the next day.
Okay.
Being like, hey, I had a really good time.
Yeah.
And like, if I want to see them again, like, hope to see you again soon. Like, let's
meet
again. That's generally my rule of thumb. I think it's kind of stupid to, like, I'm going to wait a few days
because
I don't want to seem neat. Like, that.
Yeah.
That's stupid. I don't necessarily, like, expect them to text me first.
Okay.
It's nice if they do. That'd be cool. But, like, I don't know. I think it's kind of just, like, how you felt after the date.
Yeah. I feel like in my situation, I feel like I always usually text the guy first because they'll usually pick up the tab. So then I feel obligated to kind of be like, thanks for last night or something like that, you know?
Makes sense.
So, yeah, I don't know. In my experience, I feel like I usually text first, but I'm like, do I wait? Like, how long after the date do I wait? I usually do it, like, the next morning or something if it was at night, but I'm like, there have been times that it was, like, immediately after because, like, oh, I thought of something or I saw something and then I texted them or something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's different for everybody. And even initially, you could be texting normally and then all of a sudden it's, like, you don't hear back from someone for a few days and you're like,
Yeah. And also, to be fair, I'm really bad at texting. And, like, I'll find that, like, I'll be messaging someone and then I'll forget to respond and then, like, I won't respond for, like, a day.
Okay, does that actually happen or... I don't know. I feel like when someone doesn't respond to my text for over a day, I'm like...
No, it genuinely happens to me sometimes.
Okay.
Like, I'm just bad at it.
Okay.
And, like, it's been a point of contention, like, both in my relationships. Really? And, like... Like, a lot of, I just, like, will be having a conversation with someone. But, like, I'm also, like, not, I really like having text conversations.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just, like, talk to you in person.
Yeah.
So, like, I prefer to just use texting as a means to meet up with people than, like, then talk
then
to them.
Yeah.
So, I, like, find, like, if I am engaged in the conversation, you're just, like, that's the nature of what's happening.
Yeah.
I'll, like, often just... not really pay attention to, like, kind of forget.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, I am on my, like, I have my phone on me at all times. Like, it's not, like, I don't like being on
the
phone texting people
all the
time.
Yeah.
So, like, I am pretty bad at responding to people right away.
Is it a turnoff if people are on their, like, if a girl's on their phone all the time?
I hate it when I'm on a date with someone and the girl is, like, looking at their phone.
Yeah.
Throughout the, like, I think that's, I think it's just rude.
Yeah.
Like, I actively keep my phone in my pocket the entire time.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll put my phone face down on the table.
On the table, yeah.
And not, like, I make a point to not look at it. So
yeah.
I think it's very rude.
Yeah.
And it's fine, obviously, if you have to look at it, like, whatever. Like, I would prefer them to, like, then go to the bathroom or something and look at it. Like, I don't really want to be sitting there in a conversation with someone and then, like, them
girl,
look
like,
down
checking
just,
her
like,
phone.
Check their phone, like, every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that's rude. Yeah, it's just, like, it was also just, like, a thing growing up. Like, my dad was always, like, very anti-phones at the dinner table.
Mm.
Or, like, when we're, like, when you're just, like, with people, you, like,
put your phone away.
And that, like, really resonated with me.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, like, the right thing to do. If you're not enjoying yourself, that's fine. And then...
But then leave.
Yeah, then maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would be... Honestly, I would rather just be told, like, hey, like, I'm sorry, this isn't working out. Like,
really? Okay.
If you're, like, really not having a good time, like...
If somebody said that to you to your face, or would... Okay, would you... If you had went on a date, you're like, okay, that went okay. I don't know how it, you know, was good or bad. Would you rather the girl text you, be like, hey, like, wasn't really feeling it, thanks? Or would you rather they just don't say anything and you never hear from them again?
I would rather the first... Yeah. Honestly, I'd rather be told that they didn't have a good time, just so that, like, I can, like, mentally close it and just be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, it didn't work out. Like, sometimes that happens. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be, like, offended by it. If it happened a bunch of times in a row, then I'm like, wow, like, maybe there's something wrong with me. Like, damn. But, like, I think it's better to just, like, be honest. Like, I say that knowing that I don't think I would have the heart to tell someone that.
Really?
On the other side. Like, I think that I would just, like... kind of politely sit there and, like, go through the day and then, like,
would you never text... If it was not a good date, would you, like, never text them again? Or, like, if they texted you and they were like, I had a really good time and you didn't have a good time,
yeah,
what would you
I
do?
Don't... I don't know. I've never been in this situation before.
But you wouldn't say anything. That's essentially what you're saying.
Yeah,
right,
that's fair. I guess I can say what I would want other people to do, but I don't know if I can live by that own standard. Yeah, I don't practice
You're a
what I preach, I guess.
You
I'm
would
not
ghost.
I'm not a ghost.
You
I'm
would
not,
ghost.
I don't know if I would. I'm not sure. I
You're not remember. Ruling it out.
Though. I'm not ruling it out.
I mean, I'm not going to say I haven't ghosted before. I have,
I
so.
Want to say I'm ruling it out, but I can't, like, truthfully say I would fully rule it out. I would probably respond to it, but I would not make a point to try to, like, meet up with the person again.
Yeah.
And, like... I don't think I'd have the heart to say, like, hey, I just didn't have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's, like, at what point do you really do that? Because it's, like, that's the first date. Like, if you never respond, then it's, like, okay, I guess that's that. But if you're, like, 3 or 4 dates in, then
yeah.
maybe the person deserves to be, like,
yeah,
I don't really know if I'm feeling this.
And that I completely agree
yeah.
with. Like, if you, like, have been talking to the person, you've been hanging out with them,
yeah.
like, even for a few weeks, like, then it's the right thing to do. Like, you
yeah.
should tell them. But after one date, I don't know. I guess we'll see how
we'll
things
see.
Go.
We'll see. Yeah. No. Who knows? Maybe we'll check back in with you in
yeah.
a few months and see where you're at. You might just be in a relationship, honestly. So that's what it sounds
it's
like.
Entirely it's, possible.
Yeah. But
trying to go on some dates.
Yeah.
Zips.
So, I mean, hopefully if people listen to my podcast, that's really the big one. So, you know, maybe push it. Just slide this link to this podcast to, like, girls you're interested in. To put it in your bio.
That could be a good bio.
Like, it would be like, you want to know more about me? Like, click the link in the description. Like, I don't know.
I would be very surprised if anyone actually sat and listened to, like, someone like you just, like, never met before. Just, like, in their bio. Like, oh, this podcast explains about their life.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thanks
and,
for having me. Had a great time.
I'm glad. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. And seriously, as you can tell, he might be snatched up real quick. So slide in the DMs at drinks.first on Instagram. All the instructions are there. And if for some reason you're a freak and you don't have an Instagram, you can email me.
It's not fair.
At
I had an Instagram for a while.
Well, okay. Well, you can email me at drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. Just send in your name, the episode, guest, maybe a photo, where you're located. Preferably New York City. I don't really know if you're trying to get into a long-distance relationship off the bat, but, you know, you do you. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed. And hit that subscribe button to keep up with the rest of the podcast. Bye!
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.